This is the Practical Teaching Tips Podcast. I am your host, Richard James Rogers, high school science and chemistry teacher and author of the award-winning book, The Quick Guide to Classroom Management. Well, hello, everybody, and welcome to today's episode on the Practical Teaching Tips podcast. I am your host, as always, Richard James Rogers. And today I'm going to talk about probably the most important aspect of teaching itself, and that is maintaining our energy levels as teachers. Because what is good teaching without high energy? And of course, all teachers need to have high energy in order to be effective in the classroom. And I think even here in Thailand, as an international school teacher from the UK, where I am blessed and lucky enough to have very compliant, very well-behaved, very focused students to work with, I still have to have very high energy in order to stimulate and excite and to inspire those students. So if you are working in a setting such as a typical inner city London school, for example, or a school where there may be some behavior management challenges, the importance of having energy in the classroom is more important than perhaps in a setting like I am in with such compliant students. But whatever setting you're in, energy is important. Now, some of the tips I'm going to give you today are not going to be the conventional things that you would hear on a teacher training program, on a PGCE course, on a TEFL course, or even things which might even be published on official journals or websites. But they are the things that work. And how do I know this? Because it has taken me many, many years of painful experience to figure this out and to distill it all for you. I've been teaching for 17 years now, and I'm going to give you my breakdown of things. So number one, I'm going to start general, then get specific with this, and this is going to be a button pusher for many people, I'm afraid. Number one is deal with everything outside of the classroom that is messing up your life first, right? Deal with the stuff outside of school that is messing up your life first. Now, what am I talking about here? I'm talking about financial problems, any kind of credit card debt or other debts you might have, or issues with overspending, or just not having enough money saved up at the end of the month. Any kind of financial woes, financial worries, financial doom and gloom is of course going to affect your energy and attitude as a teacher. It's going to impact your ability to deliver a high energy lesson when you're at school. And I understand that many people have different financial situations, different financial issues. I've certainly been very close to losing everything on more than one occasion. And I know what it feels like to not have enough money and to have financial issues. You've got to fix that stuff. You've got to do what it takes to fix that stuff. For me personally, I'm very strict about how I spend money. I'm very strict about how I save money. And if you are dealing with financial issues, a great book I recommend, one that really changed my life and my perspective on money, and it's called The Richest Man in Babylon. The Richest Man in Babylon by George Klassen. It's an absolute classic book. I think it was published in the 1920s. And it's just full of very important key principles to help you manage your money. Other things outside of the classroom that you want to be fixing are relationship problems. Are you in a long-term relationship where you are constantly arguing with your spouse or your partner, that is going to affect you at work. Have you got problems with family members? Have you got constant conflict outside of school with people who you associate with? Fix that stuff. I can't tell you exactly how to fix it, I'm sorry. But what I will say is, I think essentially as human beings, not just as teachers, but we need to respect ourselves. And if we're associating with people who are making us upset, making us sad, draining our energy, then we need to respect ourselves enough to not associate with those people where possible. And if you have to associate yourself with someone like that, figure out how to deal with that relationship issue. It might involve some counseling. It might involve talking it over with that person. It might involve some kind of structured timetable, I guess, where you only see that person a certain amount of hours per week or something, but figure something out. Because if you're coming home from school and you're in a conflict zone when you get home, that is going to really negatively impact your ability to deliver high energy lessons when you're at school. Other things outside the classroom which are going to affect you are bad habits. Now, one bad habit that affected me for many, many, many years was waking up late and snoozing. And I've since figured out, and I'm embarrassed to say it took me a long time to figure this out, that when I stopped snoozing and forced myself to wake up at 5 a.m. every day, and I know to some of you that's going to sound like total drudgery, and I'm not suggesting you wake up at 5 a.m., but for me personally, waking up early, waking up at 5 a.m. every day, no matter what, and getting ready for school, that was just a game changer for me, because it meant that I could get to school on time, I'd had breakfast, I was showered, I was ready, and I was physiologically prepared for the day ahead. So do what you can to remove bad habits. So that could include things like snoozing. It could include things like playing on your phone too much and wasting time. Computer gaming, online gaming. Loads of online games are very, very addictive nowadays. There's a game I downloaded a few years ago, which I still have on my phone, but thankfully I control myself with it now, and it's called War Robots. I don't know if you've ever heard of it. And shortly after I downloaded the game, I found myself spending around about an hour to 2 hours a day playing it. Such a phenomenal waste of time. Nowadays, thankfully, I've controlled myself a bit more. I regulate my time a lot better, and I still play that game, but certainly nowhere near 1 to 2 hours per day. I've limited myself to 2 rounds of the game, and each round lasts about 10 minutes. So it's about 20 minutes a day now that I will spend doing that, and I use it as a treat for myself. So I'm not suggesting for one moment that you remove anything in your life that's leisure time or pleasurable. I think that would be a bit ridiculous, but certainly notice what is taking up your time, what is draining your energy, what's causing you to procrastinate, and remove whatever is causing you to do that. So removing bad habits, very important. Removing yourself from toxic relationships outside of school, very, very important. And removing financial problems. It feels so good when you can go to school and you've got lots of money in the bank, and if you lost your job tomorrow, it wouldn't hit you that much. You've got enough money to see you through for at least a year. And that's the ideal scenario, I would say. If you have a year's salary in the bank, so that if you lost your job tomorrow, you're still okay. Walking into school with that level of security gives you a massive boost of energy, and it's a great, great, great feeling. It's not easy to achieve that. I'm well aware of that. I'm not going to pretend that I'm the top G, Andrew Tate, and you guys just need to work hard and you'll achieve anything. It's not as easy as that. I understand that. It takes time. It takes a lot of discipline. But I think every teacher on the planet should be aiming to have a very comfortable financial situation where they have at least a year's salary in the bank should anything go wrong. And that way you're not walking into school stressed out and just worried that you're going to do something wrong, or someone's not going to like you, or senior management are going to decide that, you know, they don't want you anymore, and you're going to be out on the streets. So it's really, I think, a two-pronged action plan when it comes to having high energy in the classroom. Step one is dealing with everything outside of the classroom in your life. Financial issues, relationship issues, bad habits. Now, the second thing, dealing with stuff that's happening at school, what's happening inside the classroom. Now, generally speaking, there are things that all teachers can do to help themselves. A big one for me was adjusting how I mark and assess student work. I've said this story many times. I think it's a common story among teachers. When I first started teaching, I would be taking home piles and piles of books, piles and piles of homework, marking it by hand. It was taking up my weekends, taking up my evenings, and then I'd go into school exhausted. You have got to adjust the way you assess things. Start using more peer assessment, more self-assessment. Live marking is a total game changer. Walk around the classroom as the kids are doing a task. Mark their work in real time with the students, or call them to your desk and mark the work in front of the student with them. Automated assessment is brilliant nowadays. Give the kids online quizzes, online tasks, which are automatically marked for you. There is no need to be taking home every piece of work and marking that by hand these days. So think about ways in which you can streamline your assessment. I've mentioned getting into school early already. That gives you the advantage of having some time to look at your lesson plans for the day ahead and figure out what's going to happen and how you're going to deal with that. Of course, lesson planning, let's just say it. Planning our lessons, very, very crucial. And it's amazing how many teachers don't plan their lessons properly or even ahead of time. I'm not asking everyone listening to this to write out big A4 lesson plans. No, that's not what it is. But you should at least know what topics you're covering and how you're going to cover them for the week ahead. So that's very important. And also physiological things. You have to look at your body, watch your body, notice your body. What does your body respond to? Now, for me personally, I need a coffee when I wake up in the morning. I need breakfast just to have energy to do my job for the day. If I have lunch, now that I'm 40 years old, soon to be 41 next week, if I have lunch at school, I find that I'm drained in the afternoon. I feel very sleepy in the afternoon. So nowadays I skip lunch and I just have breakfast and dinner. You've got to look at your body, analyze your body, and figure out what works for you personally. Staying hydrated, very, very important. Do you have a water bottle? Do you bring it to school? Do you drink water during the day? Think about that. And also thinking about the ways in which you interact with your students as well. Do you have all of your materials on some kind of virtual learning environment ready for the students in advance of the lesson? Google Classroom, Moodle, Class Dojo, Firefly. It's amazing just how much relaxation comes to you personally when you've uploaded things to the students' VLE or LMS ahead of time. And you know straight away, okay, I've delivered these slides. The next task is already on Google Classroom or on your VLE, and all the students can get on with that. You're not rushing around, trying to download things, trying to upload things in the middle of a lesson. So, I mean, that's a very general overview, everybody, of the things that we can do, we can all do as teachers to increase our energy levels. And just a summary again, deal with the stuff outside of school first, then start dealing with the stuff inside school. The biggest things that have affected me over the years outside of school have been financial problems, fix those. Relationship problems, fix those. Stay away from toxic people. And the third thing, bad habits. Everybody knows what their bad habits are. Fix them. Let's make this new year, as I'm recording this in January 2024, but no matter when you're listening to this, let's make the next 12 months the 12 months where we destroy our bad habits. Once you've got the things outside of school sorted, you'll be amazed at how much natural energy you have in the classroom. And then it's a case of fixing the things in school. Lesson planning, arriving early, utilizing the virtual learning environments and educational technology, and of course, streamlining your assessment. Well, thank you, everybody. I hope this was useful. Please do visit my website, which contains hundreds of articles for teachers, at richardjamesrogers.com. Once again, that's richardjamesrogers.com. And why not check out my award-winning, best-selling book for teachers called The Quick Guide to Classroom Management, 45 Secrets That All High School Teachers Need to Know. And I will put the link to that book and my website in the show notes of this podcast episode. If you have a request, you can email me at info@richardjamesrogers.com. Once again, that's info@richardjamesrogers.com. Thank you, everybody. Until next time, bye-bye for now.